Hi, Seven Oaks family and anyone else who's joining us online today. My name's Tim, one of the pastors at Seven Oaks, and I want to welcome you to our Good Friday service today. Good Friday is the day that we remember Jesus' steady march to the cross to suffer and die for the sins of the world. In a sense, Good Friday provides the backdrop that makes the news of Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday that much better. A few months ago, when the pastoral staff was trying to decide what kind of service we wanted to hold for Good Friday, we talked about having something called a tenebrae service. Tenebrae is the Latin word for darkness or shadows, and traditionally churches have held tenebrae services on Maundy Thursday or on Good Friday to help their people to feel and to experience the weight of darkness that Jesus endured marching towards the cross and while he was buried in the tomb. There'll be a series of readings today, and some songs that we'll sing together, and some video elements all coming together to retell the story. Since the tenebrae service is a service of darkness, your experience might be heightened should you be able to close your windows or your blinds or turn off the lights, because through our service, your screen will get darker and darker and darker as you'll see candles extinguished as we get closer to Jesus's death. We invite you to take in with your senses, to imagine yourself in the story, that your heart may be gripped afresh by the weight and the gravity of that last day. At the end of the service, there's going to be time for us all to share communion. That's why we're asking our whole church family to be tuning in as close to 10:30 as possible, so that we can all be sharing communion at around the same time. So if you haven't prepared for that, you might want to pause the video and head to your kitchen and grab some bread and some juice that you can use as elements symbolizing Jesus' body and his blood. There'll be further instructions on the screen when we get to that part of the video. So please pray with me. Father, you're so good to us. Jesus, thank you that you were willing to pay the penalty for our sin. And I pray that today, as we have this experience together, as we have an extended meditation on your suffering, that it would become real to our hearts, and that you would move us, and that you would change us. Give us grateful hearts for what you did, Lord Jesus. And I pray a blessing over all my brothers and sisters tuning in today, that they would have a rich encounter with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So now Brennan is going to lead us in our first song together, and then you will start to hear the readings.
How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only son to make a wretch his treasure. How great the pain of sin, the Father turns his face away, as wounds which mar the chosen one bring many sons to glory. Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed, I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there, until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life, I know that it is finished. I will boast in anything, no gifts no power, no wisdom. But I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection. Why should I gain from His reward? I cannot give an answer, but this I know with all my heart, His wounds have paid my ransom.
Two days before the feast of the Passover, a meeting took place at the home of Caiaphas, the high priest. Chief priests and the nation's leaders were present.
We have got to do something about this Jesus.
Absolutely. Ever since he supposedly raised Lazarus to life, the people have been following him around like little lost sheep.
The people adore him. If he ran for office today, he'd be sure to win and overrule all of us.
I couldn't agree with you more. His popularity is growing and must be managed. But since so many people love him, it is a very delicate situation and could easily cause a riot. If we do something about him, we must be discreet. We'll have to discredit him in the people's eyes. Now let's think a minute. Who could help us?
Now Jesus was in Bethany, eating at the home of Simon the leper. As he reclined at the table, a woman came in with an alabaster jar of very expensive perfume, which she poured on his head. When the disciples saw this, they became indignant.
This is ridiculous. What does this woman think she's trying to prove?
Ridiculous? I'd say it's plain wasteful. It would have been far more practical to have sold the perfume and given the money to the poor.
You simply don't get it, do you? You'll always have the poor with you, but you won't always have me. This woman has given me a beautiful gift, something I'll take with me to my grave. To be sure, she will be remembered for this act of love.
Then one of the disciples, named Judas Iscariot, went to the chief of priests.
Who is there?
I think I could be of assistance to you. It's regarding Jesus of Nazareth.
Go on.
What are you willing to give me if I hand Jesus over to you?
Interesting. I'd say that should be worth a day's wages. How about 30 pieces of silver?
It's a deal.
From that time on, Judas watched for an opportunity to betray Jesus.
Man of sorrows, Lamb of God, by his own betrayed, sin of man and wrath of God has been on Jesus laid. Silent as he stood accused, mocked and scorned, bowing to the Father's will, he took the crown of thorns. On that rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me, now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee. Saint of heaven, God's own Son, to purchase and redeem and rescue, reconcile the very ones who nailed him to that tree. On the rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee. Now my debt is paid, it is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. Now my debt is paid, and is paid in full by the precious blood that my Jesus spilled. Now the curse of sin has no hold on me. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Oh, the rugged cross, my salvation, where your love poured out over me. Now my soul cries out, hallelujah, praise and honor unto thee, praise and honor unto thee, praise and honor unto thee.
On the first day of the festival of unleavened bread, Jesus and his disciples began preparations for the Passover meal. When evening came, Jesus reclined at the table with the 12. During the meal, he said,
"One of you is soon going to turn on me and hand me over to the authorities."
"Is it me, Lord?"
"Surely I'd never do a thing like that, Lord, would I?"
"It's not me, is it?"
"It's the one who's dipped his hand in the same bowl as me who will betray me. But this doesn't surprise me because it was foretold to unfold this way. The Son of Man will be betrayed. Nevertheless, it's going to be terrible for the betrayer. In fact, it would be better had that man never been born."
"Huh. Surely you're not insinuating it's me?"
"Well, you've said it, Judas, not me. Let's continue with our meal. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, that as you gave our ancestors bread in the land of Egypt, you give us this bread tonight. Thank you that you rescued them from slavery in Egypt and brought them into a new land. Amen. Here, take this bread and eat it. This is my body, broken for you. Let's give praise to God. Bless you, O Lord our God, for this drink and for the bounty of the harvest. Amen. Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of it again until I drink new wine with you in my Father's kingdom."
When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives.
My heart is churning inside. I know that tonight you will all desert me. As Zechariah foretold, I'll strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I'm raised to life, I'll go ahead of you into Galilee.
"Well, I can't speak for the rest of us, Lord, but I know I would never desert you."
"Peter, you're so confident, but your loyalty will not last until the light of day. I tell you, before the rooster crows, you will 3 times deny that you even knew me."
"Lord, these other guys may disown you, but not me. Even if it means dying with you, I would never, never disown you."
"Nor me."
"And that goes for me, too."
"Peter, James, and John, Please come with me. My soul is aching almost to the point of death. Please stay here and stay awake while I go to pray.
Oh, it sure is getting late.
Oh, sure is late. But come on, guys. Jesus asked us to keep watch.
Must keep eyes open. Stay awake.
Father, please don't make me suffer this way. If there's any other way to accomplish your plan, could you do so? But if I must suffer this way, I offer myself willingly. I surrender to your will, Father. Amen.
Peter, James, John, men, wake up.
Couldn't you manage to stay awake with me for just 1 hour?
I was just resting my eyes. I really wasn't sleeping.
Please, try to stay awake and pray that you won't be tested. I know your heart is in the right place, but your actions don't always follow. I must go pray some more. My Father, if there's no other way, if this path of suffering is your plan, I'll still do what you want. Amen. It's useless. There's no point in leaning on them now. Only my Father can help me. Father, if there is no other way, if this path of suffering is it, I'll do what you want. Amen. Come on, get up, look. The time has come for me to be handed over to the authorities. There's my betrayer now.
While Jesus was still speaking, Judas and a large mob armed with swords and clubs arrived. They had been sent by the chief priests and nation's leaders. Now Judas had arranged a signal with them. The one he would kiss was Jesus. This is the one they would arrest.
Greetings, teacher.
Friend, do what you came for.
That's him. That's the one. Arrest him.
As they seized Jesus, one of his followers began a scuffle, drew his sword, and cut off the ear of one of the high priest's servants.
Put your sword away, for all who live by fighting will die by fighting. Don't you know that I could ask my Father, and right here and now he would send his armies of angels to rescue me? But if I did this, how could the scriptures come true? Did you really think that it was necessary to come with swords and clubs and arrest me like I was a criminal? It's not like I've been living in secrecy. Day after day, I've sat and taught in the temple, and yet when I was there in full public view, you didn't do anything. This has all happened so that what the prophets wrote would come true.
The soldiers arrested Jesus, and all the disciples scattered.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. Oh, no other fount I know, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my pardon, this I see, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing, this my plea, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow. Why? blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow.
Those who had arrested Jesus took him to Caiaphas, the high priest, where the teachers of the law and the elders had assembled.
Halt! Caiaphas, sir, here's the prisoner you requested. If any of you know anything against the man, Jesus of Nazareth, speak now.
I saw him pluck grain on the Sabbath.
He healed my friend's mom on the Sabbath, too.
He stole my friend's donkey last week.
Countrymen, this is the Sanhedrin. Surely someone here knows something about him that would warrant his punishment.
I heard him say that he would destroy the temple in Jerusalem.
Yes, that's right. And then he said he would rebuild it in 3 days.
Is this true? Are you not going to answer these charges, Jesus? I am the high priest Caiaphas. I command you in the name of the living God. Tell me if you are the Christ, the Son of God.
As you say. And from now on, you will see the Son of Man sitting at the right hand of the Mighty One and coming on the clouds of heaven.
Oh, blasphemy! Sanhedrin, what do you say?
Death! Kill Jesus the blasphemer!
Kill him! Crucify him!
Who hit you?
Now Peter had followed the crowd to the Sanhedrin and was sitting outside in the courtyard when a servant girl came to him.
Haven't I seen you before? I know. You were with Jesus.
I don't know what you mean.
He's one of them. I saw him with Jesus of Nazareth.
I tell you in God's name, I don't know the man.
That's strange. You speak like a Galilean. You must be one of his followers.
Why won't you listen to me? I would rather die than be one of his followers.
When Peter heard the rooster crow, he remembered Jesus' words and was overcome with emotion. Likewise, when Judas saw that Jesus was going to be condemned to death, he had a change of heart and was seized with remorse.
28, 29, 30. Oh, why did I do it? How could I have been so wrong? What did he do to deserve this? Showed me nothing but love. How could I have betrayed him for a little money?
Judas made his way to the chief priests and the elders.
Here, take back your filthy money. I've betrayed an innocent man. You priests have used me. Use me up.
But you have sent him from your side to walk upon this guilty soil and to become the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb. Gift of love. to scorn him as he died. The humble king they named a fraud and sacrificed the Lamb of God. Oh, Lamb of God, sweet Lamb of God, I love the holy Lamb of God. Oh, wash me in his precious blood. My Jesus Christ, the I should have died, but you have brought me to your side to be led by your staff and rod and to be called the
Next, Jesus was taken to a trial before the governor of Rome.
Halt! Prisoner for your attention, Governor Pilate, sir.
Prisoner, do you understand I'm Pontius Pilate, the governor appointed by Rome? These men claim you say you're the king of the Jews. Is this true?
As you say.
You have nothing to say to their charge that you've been threatened to destroy the temple built by King Herod? You've nothing to say to their charge that you've planned to bring their religious practices into disrepute? High Priest Caiaphas, Honorable Sanhedrin, people of this Roman province, I find no fault in this man. According to tradition, I am to release one prisoner to you during this time of Passover. Shall it be this innocent man, Jesus of Nazareth, or will you choose another?
Barabbas!
Release Barabbas!
Give us the Barabbas.
We will take Barabbas, Honorable Governor.
Well then, what shall I do with this man, Jesus of Nazareth?
Crucify him.
Crucify him! Kill him! Crucify him!
Get him away! Why? He's innocent.
Crucify him!
Get him! Well, as you wish then, but I am innocent of his blood. You are responsible.
They flogged Jesus and handed him over to be crucified.
Soldier, take him away and crucify him.
Yes, sir.
You need not say goodbye. The people will shout my name. Pilate will tell them there's nothing I've done to deserve this, but they will refuse. Pilate will stand me beside Barabbas, a murderer, and they will choose him over me. Pilate will appeal to the priest, insist on simply whipping me to appease their fury. But they will shout it louder, crucify, crucify. But still, you need not say goodbye. My hands will be tied to a post. The sound of the whip will ring in your ears and in your chest. The soldiers will peel the skin off my back. A ring of thorny branches will be pressed into my scalp until the blood runs into my eyes. Oh, but listen. You need not say goodbye. I will carry that cross. I will go to the place of the skull, and there they will drive the iron stakes between the bones in my wrist. With a hammer, they will nail my feet into the tree. I will be raised up as the world waits for me to die. Nevertheless, you need not say goodbye. Between two thieves I will hang. You may hear me speaking to my father, your father. You may hear me ask him, why? But child, you need not say goodbye. What you won't see, what you won't hear, what you won't know until all of this is done, is that in that moment, I was paying the penalty of your wrongdoing, every mistake, every act of envy, every word of hatred, every moment of violence and greed and spite, every selfish desire, every lustful thought, every moment of weakness and weariness, all the failures of human history will be in my hands and on my head. On that cross, I will suffer the wrath that was destined for you. Every guilty verdict fallen on me, your punishment will be paid for in my blood, and it will be enough. I will die on your cross. I will let out a final sigh. Know that I have loved you, and you need not say goodbye.
Surely this was the Son of God.
As evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Jesus. Going to Pilate, he asked for Jesus' body, and Pilate ordered that it be given to him. Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linen cloth and placed it in his own new tomb that he had cut out of the rock. Then he rolled a big stone in front of the entrance to the tomb and went away.